We're just shepherds. We care for sheep. That's what we do. Well, that's what I heard him say when I came upon a group of them talking to a handful of people on the way to the Bethlehem market this morning. He was a big, bearded guy covered in dust with bits of grass and straw all over him. "I'm just a shepherd," he repeated. I'm sure that if you folks step closer, your noses will confirm it. No, I'm not embarrassed. It can't be helped. We live out in the fields with our sheep this time of year. We don't usually come into town. We spend our time moving the flock from place to place, from grazing land to water and back again. Well, not much has changed since David watched his father Jesse's flocks in the same fields, armed with a sling and some stones. We don't live in impressive houses. We sleep under the stars. We don't rub shoulders with the social elite. We watch over our animals and occasionally one another. I guess that most of you folks normally only see us at a distance as we lead our sheep from one spot of scraggly grass to the next. What can I say? What with all the demand for sheep at the Passover and with the sacrifices in the temple in Jerusalem, it's how we make a living. But we didn't stop you this morning to talk to you about the price of sheep. We want to tell you about last night. "Yeah, last night," murmured a small, elderly, frail-looking shepherd with wisps of gray hair. "When most of you were tucked in your beds, we were curled up on our cloaks, lying in the dirt around a small fire just to keep us warm. No one was really sleeping, to be honest. Sleep just isn't as important as keeping the fire going and the sheep safe. Everyone has to take a shift as the door. I can tell by the looks on your faces, most of you have probably never seen a sheep pen," said another of the men. "It's a circular wall about 4 or 5 cubits high with a single opening. We really don't know who built them, but we shepherds use them and we keep them up. It's the only way we can really protect the sheep at night. Every evening, just before dusk, we lead the herd into the pen, and then one of us gets to be the door, gets to sit in the opening so that the wolves don't get in and scatter the sheep. But it's not like sleeping in a bed, I can tell you. Not at all. This time of year, none of us really gets a good night's sleep. And after what we saw last night, none of us slept. Not a wink. Like I said, most of us were lying around the fire. It was a typical night until the sheep suddenly were agitated. We figured that it was a wolf nosing around the outside of the enclosure. And so I reached for a handful of sticks to freshen the fire. When suddenly it was like it was day. Out of the midst of a blinding light stepped a single, tall man, at least that's what we thought, dressed in white. But we knew immediately he wasn't a man. He had to be an angel of the Lord. I couldn't move. I was so afraid," said another shepherd. "I was about to run," said another, when the angel spoke. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." We were scared out of our minds. So it took a few minutes for those words to sink in. The angel had been sent to us. Why us, I'll never know. To announce the good news for all the people. He told us that the Messiah, the Lord, had been born right here in Bethlehem, in the city of David. Not that we should have been surprised. After all, the Lord himself foretold it through one of his prophets, Micah, who lived just 30 miles southwest of these parts. It was almost like the angel was waiting for us to think about it, said one of the shepherds. And when he knew we were listening again, he spoke again. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Well, I guess we might have expected to find the baby wrapped in strips of linen swaddling. Hey, don't look so surprised. Just because I'm a shepherd doesn't mean that I don't know how they wrap the little ones. It was the place where they said that we'd find the baby that stuck with us. In a manger. A feed box. We put grass and alfalfa and oats in mangers, but not children. No, sir. Not children. Look, I know this is hard to believe. Trust me, I know how it sounds. We've been telling different people all morning here at the marketplace. We didn't dream it. No one could have slept through what happened next. It was like the rest of them were all waiting for him to finish. And then they started coming out of that blinding light. Thousands of them. Just like the first angel. There were more angels than we've had sheep since the day we started this business. And all of them were giving praise to God, the God of our fathers, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Well, after the angels filed back into the bright light, the darkness returned, and the shepherds came to town. They looked all over town, which was no simple task, considering that the people were registering their possessions for taxation, and there were lots of them. And on the edge of town, they found a stable and a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. But I can tell by the look on your face, you think that this is a fisherman's story, you know, or like one anyway. Well, friend, if I had heard it from a tax collector or a traveling merchant, I wouldn't have believed a single word of it. After all, those fellas, they're professional liars. They're like politicians. But these men were not those kind of men. They were shepherds. They were normal folks, like you and me. People who look you straight in the eye and tell you the way it is. No fancy words. I'm not saying that shepherds don't lie. But the shepherds that I heard tell this story this morning, they were telling God's honest truth. Now you're wondering how I know. Because I checked it out myself. I talked to all of the innkeepers on that side of town this morning. They're all full. There wasn't a bed over there. A couple of them remembered an older gentleman with a pregnant wife. They told him they were sorry, but they just didn't have the space. You know how it is. Honestly, I don't know why I kept looking. To tell you the truth, I felt driven. I guess I believed the message of the shepherds. Since I was a kid, I've heard the scriptures read. And I know what the prophets say about the Messiah. And I still pray that he comes and delivers us. No, not from the Romans like so many people think, but from the bondage of sin and death, like the prophet Isaiah foretold. Honestly, I was beginning to wonder about the shepherd's story when I found the innkeeper, who said he remembered the man and his wife. He looked embarrassed, really, when I pressed him about it. He didn't want me to tell anybody that he'd put a man and his pregnant wife in a barn full of animals. But he just felt sorry for them. They looked exhausted, and well, she looked like she could have the baby at any time. And so I found them just like the shepherd said. He's an older man named Joseph, a carpenter from Nazareth. She's a young woman named Mary. The baby was born last night, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger. I saw the child myself. He looked like every other baby I'd ever seen, but somehow different. And I know what you're thinking, coincidence, right? It isn't. I talked to the carpenter. He told me it was all true. He said that there were other angels. One spoke to his wife 9 months earlier, and another to him in a dream. They both said that the child is the seed of the woman, is related to King David, is the Messiah. The shepherds were right. It's all true. And now I've told you, and I don't know why, I just can't keep quiet. All the things the shepherds said agree with the word of the Lord spoken by the prophets. You don't have to believe me. Look for yourself. You'll see. They were just shepherds. They cared for sheep. That's what they did. But Almighty God, in his infinite wisdom, determined to announce the most important event in human history to them. They were simple men, and yet God used them to tell others that the Christ had been born. The angel didn't appear to the governor, or the high priest, or the high court. God didn't choose them because they were good speakers or influential men. They were just shepherds. Still, God used them to spread the good news. For the scripture tells us, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. And you know what? God, in his infinite mercy, has also revealed these things to you. Simple people. Just men and women. Maybe farmers, factory workers, retirees, students, housewives. God hasn't revealed the same good news to us because we're good speakers or influential people. We're just ordinary Americans given an extraordinary message to proclaim. And know that there are still people who need to hear the message. In fact, some of them may already count themselves to be Christians, but themselves really don't know Jesus or what he's really done. They need someone to be real, who cares, to be straightforward, to speak from the heart, and to tell them what this all means. And what does it mean? It means that the Son of God entered the human race at Bethlehem, fully human, but without sin, having been conceived of the Holy Spirit in the body of the Virgin Mary. He had to be human to be our substitute and to be our sacrifice. But he's also fully God. For no man can by any means redeem his brother or give to God a ransom for him. Only the blood of the Son of God could remove the long list of charges against us. We, since birth, captives to sin, have been redeemed. And that's why we celebrate his birth. Because by his death, he has redeemed us. We rejoice today because he who was once lifted up and carried in the arms of Mary himself arose from the dead the third day and has been lifted up into heaven. Thus we who are born mortal, destined to die, obtain through faith in him life eternal. And it's not fiction. It's not a story. It's for real. It's as unchanging and certain as the Word of God. She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. What you learned in childhood is true. God is faithful. Amen. The peace of God, which far surpasses our human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus till life everlasting. Amen.